We went to station ID unintentionally. Before we go to the next station ID that comes up, we'll wrap up our coverage of UBC Varsity Athletics news here on Thunderbird Eye with an update on UBC Thunderbirds men's volleyball as well. This past week, taking on the UBC Okanagan Heat in Kelowna. This past Saturday, the Thunderbirds battling the Heat to a seesaw battle all the distance, five sets, with the home side UBCO Heat winning in the fifth, 15-11, and taking the match 3-2. The UBC Okanagan Heat last Saturday had a tremendous attacking game from Alex Sviatlovsky, 20 kills game high on only 39 attempts at an attack rate of 38%. The T-Birds, meanwhile, had their best attacking game from Quinton Schmidt, 17 kills team high for the T-Birds last Saturday. UBC actually had to come back from Thunderbirds tied the match at 2-all, winning the 4th set 25-18, but the Okanagan Heat had the clutch game in the 5th to take the victory. And last week, Friday in Kelowna, the Thunderbirds, with a much less impressive performance, UBC Okanagan Heat winning in straight sets over T-Birds last week, Friday, in Kelowna by scores of 25-16, 25-21, 25-22. T-Birds led in attacking by middle blocker Alex Russell last Friday with team-high 10 kills. So unfortunately for the T-Birds last week, a back-to-back defeat to the Okanagan Heat sent them down to a slide to a 9-5 record, which leaves them in 4th place in Canada West standings. On paper, this was a lopsided matchup with the Thunderbirds as the favorites last week against the Heat, but Okanagan, good on them coming out of the winter break with a tremendous home court performance, winning their 3rd and 4th matches of the season against their big sister campus team. Okanagan Heat now in second to last place in the Canada West Conference standings at 4-10 out of the playoff picture. The Thunderbirds, meanwhile, with a 9-5 record, looking to hold down that playoff home court position as the fourth place team. They have the two-way tie for second place ahead of them at 10 wins and 4 losses, shared by the Alberta Golden Bears and Trinity Western Spartans. And one place behind the Thunderbirds are the Calgary Dinos, who stand with 8 wins in 14 matches. Tomorrow and Saturday, the Thunderbirds women's and men's volleyball teams back on their home court at War Memorial Gymnasium. With the women's team playing against the Brandon University Bobcats starting at 6 o'clock, followed by the men's matchup after 8 o'clock. And Saturday, 1 hour earlier start time, a women's match starting at 5 o'clock, men's starting after 7. And on Saturday, you can listen to live play-by-play coverage of the volleyball match right here on CITR Sports on our live stream at citr.ca on Saturday night. And that does it for this week on Thunderbird Eye, your weekly look at UBC Varsity Athletics here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jason Wang, and until you hear from us again tomorrow on our live coverage of UBC Thunderbirds men's ice hockey, on UBC Thunderbird women's ice hockey, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock face-off, the UBC Thunderbirds battling the Alberta Pandas. And also then on Saturday, listening to our live stream on CITR.ca, we'll bring you live play-by-play action of volleyball from War Memorial Gym women's matchup on Saturday starting at 5, to be followed by the men's matchup after after 7 o'clock, UBC versus Brandon University. So until then, you'll also be able to tune us in again here on Thunderbird Eye next week, Thursday as well, 3:30, with all your updates on UBC Varsity Athletics.
Hello, this is Rebecca Watson, creator of Skeptic and co-host of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Get ready for the start of the biggest, bluest celebration yet. From January 20th to January 24th, you can come out to Science Week 2014, a five-day celebration of the best faculty at UBC. Come out to our awesome events, buy the latest science swag, represent your department in the science-wide games, and share your science pride all week long. Bring your friends, make some new ones, and bleed blue with the science student community. You won't want to miss out.
Hi, this is Sam from The Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dance Horizons is holding a dance-a-thon fundraiser on January the 19th, 2014, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the UBC sub-ballroom. This event is planned in order to help Dance Horizons in providing affordable dance classes and creating a welcoming dance community for everyone. Also, part of the proceeds will go to the UBC Red Cross to support Children of War. This is sponsored by CITR.
Hello, and now you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sandy, and I'm glad to be back. Happy New Year. It's been a while. 你现在正在收听的是CITR, 那我是Sandy, 这里是 Twofold, 欢迎您的收听, 那希望你过去的假期都过得很快乐. Start off, we're going to play a song, it's called I'll Let You Know. Yes, the first song we're going to play is called In My Secret Life. 第一首我们要播的歌叫做 In My Secret Life.
In my secret life. In my secret life. I saw you this morning. You were moving so fast. can't seem to loosen my grip on the past. And I miss you so much. There's no one inside, and we're still making secret life. In my secret life, I smile when I'm angry, I cheat and I lie. I do what I have to do wrong, and I know what is right, and I die for the truth. In my secret life, oh, in my secret life, marching through the morning, marching through the night, moving across the borders of my secret life. Look through the paper, makes you wanna cry. Nobody cares if the people live or die, and the dealer wants you thinking it's either black or white. Thank God it's not that simple. In my secret life, I bite my lip, I buy what I'm told, from the latest hit to the wisdom of old. But I'm always alone, and my heart is like ice, and it's crowded and cold in my secret life.
So this song is called In My Secret Life, and our topic today is going to be about life. Sound kind of serious, but that's something that we should all discuss and talk about. The last song play was by Ariane Moffett. First off, I would like to show you a little bit about this person, Zachary. 所以呢，今天的 topic 会那个今天的主题将会是有报有关生命。那每个人对生命的看法都不太一样。开始的时候，我想要播一小段有关 Zach 的小故事。
Zach can't stop writing lyrics. There are so many songs he wants to leave behind. With only months to live, his song called Clouds was born.
I fell down, down, down into this dark and lonely hole. There was no one there to care about me anymore.
I think every teenager out there feels invincible and...they'll never admit it, and it's not the kind of invincible like Superman. It's the kind of invincible like, I'll see you in 5 months. I thought I was invincible. I was ready for college, pretty much, and I was planning out way ahead. And yeah, turns out sometimes you can't do that. My name is Zach Sobiech. I'm 17 years old and have osteosarcoma. I've been told I have a few months to live, but I still have a lot of work to do. I want everyone to know, you don't have to find out you're dying to start living.
So as you know, this Zach person, he was born on May 3rd, 1995, passed away in May 20th last year, and was an American folk rock singer-songwriter from Minnesota, and he later on formed a band called A Firm Handshake. The singles Cloud gained extensive media attention on YouTube prior to his death from cancer in May. So at the age of 14, Zach was diagnosed with the syndrome. It's called osteosarcoma. So it's a bone cancer, which mostly strike children. 所以 Zach 是1995年5月3号出生，那在去年的5月20号去世。那他在14岁的时候被医生检查出来有恶性骨肉瘤，那恶性骨肉瘤大约占所有骨癌的一半，是最常见的儿童骨癌，常发生在10至20岁之间的青少年，可能和阶段骨骼组成成长骨骼组织成长速度快有关。它常发病于长骨末端，约有50% 位于近膝盖处，会引起疼痛、肿胀，甚至于骨折。诊断时即可能有少数骨癌细胞转移至肺部。And I personally was following a person on Facebook. Her name is Ruo Yi. She passed away, I believe, either in 2012 or last year. She was only about 24, 25 when she passed away. And it really strikes me when the moment before she died, she passed away, she said something like, you would have to have good health in order to enjoy your life and everything else. I think normally we wouldn't worry so much about, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow and things like that, because we usually just assume that we will have tomorrow, we will have another day to live, and if we don't get things done today, we will always have more time to do it tomorrow, or that if we don't spend more time with our family members, they're always going to be there, and there's always going to be an opportunity or a chance for you to accomplish your dream later on in your life. But like Zach and Ruo Yi, who didn't plan to have this kind of life, but it ended so fast, it ended this way, and who would know what's going to happen in your next minute or next second, who's going to be still around, right? 所以 Zach 跟若依的故事让我有很多感慨，因为呢我们常常把明天当作是一个必然会发生的事情，但是其实明天就像我妈妈常常跟我说的，就是我们的日子谁长谁短的都不一定，那也许他今天比你年纪还要长，但是不能代表他的日子就会比你短，然后呢躺在棺材里面的不会只是老人。所以在我们有限的生命有限的时光里面，是不是可以多去完成一些自己想要做的事情，那想要完成的梦想，是不是能在当下就可以好好的把握这个时机来完成呢？接下来我们要播的这一首歌就是 Zach 创作的，叫做 Clouds。 So the song that we're going to play for you next is the song that Zach made called Clouds.
Thank you.
听到的这首歌是徐伟伦所演唱的，叫做《光芒》。那相信不少人知道徐伟伦啊，也知道他的故事。那徐伟伦是一个非常非常非常美丽优秀的台湾女演员。那在她28岁的时候，因为南下要去拍戏的关系，而在路上发生了重大的车祸。那在这场车祸中，他也同时结束了他非常短暂的生命。那他的梦想呢，是不但是演戏，而且他还想要当歌手，还想要出专辑。那在这之前，他有受过一些训练。那这个老师形容他的声音像是一块没有被提炼过的璞玉，那他非常的开心。至于发片这个歌手梦，就永远永远的不会实现了。所以在他的告别式上面呢，非常特别的形式，他们是以音乐会的方式来向徐伟伦致敬，也向徐伟伦告别，祝福这美丽的天使永远在天上守护着大家。 So the song that you just heard is called 光芒 by 徐伟伦。 She was a very talented Taiwanese actress, and at the age of 28, she passed away from a car accident. Her dream was to become a singer and to have an album, but that didn't happen. So on her funeral, they made it into a concert as a form of accomplishing her dreams and saying goodbye to such a beautiful young lady.那在探讨生命的过程中，当然会想到一些灵魂有关系的事情。之前这一本书呢叫做《前世今生》，它是布莱恩·卫斯所著作的。那这里面，它是一本还蛮老的书了，但是它非常有趣的，这是一个那个心理医生他所写的，他是一个非常非常有权威，在医界也非常非常有名的医生。他在帮病人做一次催眠治疗的时候，病人不小心就跳到了他的前世，然后开始讲述他的前世。那经过考察之后，发现他这个病人所言属实，那也非常非常震撼了这个医生跟这个医生本来有的价值观念。 导致于这个医生最后相信人是有灵性，人是有灵魂的存在的。不知道收音机前面的您是不是相信人有灵魂？ So this book that I wanted to mention is called Many Lives, Many Masters. It's by Brian L. Weiss, and it's a true story of a prominent psychiatrist and his young patient and the past life therapy that changed both of their lives. As a traditional psychotherapist, Dr. Brian Weiss was astonished and spectacled when one of his patients began recalling past life traumas and seemed to hold the key to her recurring nightmares and anxiety attacks. His skepticism was eroded, however, when she began to channel messages from the space between lives, which contained remarkable revelations about Dr. Wei's families and his dead son. Using past life therapy, he was able to cure the patient and embark on a new, more meaningful phase of his own career. 那在这本书里面还有提到所谓的中介生，就是人往生之后，灵性灵魂呢会到一个地方去等待，等待什么呢？等待下一个机缘成熟而重新去投胎的一个机会。那在这个中介生的过程当中，作者有提到有一些所谓的大师会在你的耳边轻轻的告诉你你这一生如何如何，那么他们会以一种超然的非常具有智慧的方式去引导每一个灵魂。There are some interestingquestions asked to the author, and I'm gonna share two of them. So the first one is, where do souls come from if they are more people on earth now than ever before? And the answer is that I have posed this question to many patients, and the answer is always the same. This is not the only place where there are souls. Interesting, right?There are many dimensions, many different levels of consciousness where there are souls. Why should we feel that we are the only place? There is no limit to energy. This is one school of many schools. 所以呢，有些人很好奇地问这个心理学家说，那为什么我们有这么为什么那个这些灵魂都从哪边来的？既然我们现在在世界上面有超级超级多的人，就比以前还要多。那这医生的回答也很有趣哦。他说，为什么我们会觉得灵魂都只会在地球上投胎呢？那他相信在这个浩瀚的宇宙当中，有很多不一样的地方存在着灵魂，并不一定只是在这个地球这个星球上面而已。So if you have a chance, I would highly recommend you to read that book, even if it go against what you believe. I still think it's interesting to take a look and to listen to it. So now I'm going to play you a reincarnation story by Ian Stephenson.
This little boy is referred to as Sam in case studies. A year and a half before he was born, his grandfather died.
When he was about 18 months old, his dad was changing his diaper one day, and Sam looked up at him and said, "When I was your age, I used to change your diaper."
Since 1996, Dr. Jim Tucker, a psychiatrist at the University of Virginia, has been gathering case studies of past life recognition in children.That could prove that a soul returns to Earth in another body.
We've now got 2,500 cases in our files from all over the world.
Many people believe in some form of reincarnation. The concept dates back to 800 BC and the Hindu Upanishads. Beginning in India, the belief that some essential part of ourselves may return after death to a new body is now being examined by some scientists as another way to prove the survival of consciousness. Can the study of past life recollections support this theory? The answer may lie within young children's memories.
Very young children, usually between the age of 2 or 3, who start reporting that they have memories from having had a past life. Some of them talk about being deceased relatives, but others will talk about being strangers in other locations. And if they give enough details, like the name of the other location, people have often gone there and found that, in fact, someone had died in the recent past whose life matches the details that the children gave.
The late psychiatrist Dr. Ian Stevenson advanced the field of reincarnation research in the 1960s, interviewing over 3,000 people who claimed to have past life memories. Two-thirds of them said that in a previous life, they died from unusual causes. He focused on 25 cases in India and realized that young children talking about past lives was much more common than anyone had known. Dr. Stevenson created categories to screen for cases worthy of further study. His colleague, Jim Tucker, still uses this method.
The criteria we use to decide whether to register a case would include two of the following characteristics: a prediction of rebirth, an announcing dream, a birthmark or birth defect that seems related to the previous life, statements of memories about the previous life, behaviors that seem related, and then also recognitions of people or places from that life.
Sam's story is an example of how a small child may express what some believe are memories of a previous life.
When Sam was 4, 4 and a half, his grandmother died, and his father went out to take care of her belongings. When he came back, he brought a group of family photos, which before that, Sam's family had not had any of his father's family photos in the house. One night, Sam's mom had them spread out on the coffee table looking at them. When Sam came over and started pointing to pictures of his grandfather.
Mommy, where did these come from?
Those are pictures Daddy brought back from Grandma's funeral.
That's my car.
See that picture?
Turned out that that was the grandfather's first new car and one that he was very attached to. His parents had had no belief in
So that was just one example of a many scientists been doing all the research about reincarnations, and it has been proven, and many scientific publishes available to the public. If you are interested in knowing more, you could either Google Ian Stevenson or just find reincarnations online. There are many sources. 所以刚刚我们播的这个呢，只是其中一个 study 的一小节一小部分。那么呢，这些科学家他们试图以科学的方式去证明轮回的真实性。那如果您有兴趣的话，可以上网搜寻 Ian Stevenson 或者是前世的科学印证一类的。都会可以找到蛮多相关的资讯。So the second question asked to Dr. Weiss is that, what if my soulmate is no longer in my life? Wow, that's a really heavy question. So let's see what he said. Having a soulmate connection does not mean that one is obligated to spend a lifetime together. One has many soulmates in one's lifetime.Often when the lessons to be learned in the relationship are completed, the relationship has a natural ending and the two souls move on. Also, there are many types of love and many types of soul relationships. Romantic love is only one of these types. 所以呢，刚刚说到的第二个问题，大家很好奇的问这个非常有名的 不好意思，非常有名的心理医生。那么大家说，那要是我的灵魂伴侣已经不在我的人生了怎么办？那这个医生的回答是说，那我们的一生当中不会只有一个灵魂伴侣，那也没有义务说一定要跟着这个灵魂伴侣一辈子。那么当我们彼此之间能要互相学习的课程已经告一段落的时候呢，两个灵魂或者是所谓的灵魂伴侣，他们就会分开，然后继续他们的旅程了。那么在这种关系当中，不只是只有爱情，在很多像亲情啊友情方面全部都是我们应该值得学习的地方。那么呢，接下来我想要再为大家播另外一首歌。那么呢，我为什么一直用那么呢，反正呢这首歌叫做 Daydreaming。 So we're gonna play a song, it's called Daydreaming。
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Playing your favorites for the Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Hey, we're back. So the song that we just played for you is called Daydreaming. It's a recent Canadian song. It's in the album called The Chase by the artist called Groenland. So if you're interested, look it up. I want to briefly talk a little bit more about perhaps the book. 所以呢，刚刚听到的那首歌是最近才发行的加拿大人创作的音乐，如果你有兴趣的话去查一查吧。刚刚讲到的那本书前世今生的作者是布莱恩·卫斯，那他是美国耶鲁大学医学博士，曾任耶鲁大学精神科主治医师、迈阿密大学精神药物研究部主任、西奈山医学中心精神科主任，目前是在迈阿密执业，并带领许多国内外的研讨会以及专业训练计划。那呢，我觉得不是我觉得啦，有一本陈胜英著作的书叫做《生命不死》，那它是精神科医师的前世治疗报告，它是非常非常类似前世今生的书。那它但是它是第一本台湾医生直接写的一个报告。我前两天把它拜读完毕了，向各位报告，里头的故事都非常的有趣。那跟前世今生比较不一样的地方是，这个陈胜英医师呢，他是把很多很多不同的病例都放在一起，那他还有就是做了比较不一样的归类，如果有兴趣的人可以去查一查，然后去读一读。相信会对您的人生观也有一些改变。好了，接下来我们要为您播的歌，噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔，好啦，其实是我自己想要听的，就是前几天帮我的小侄女，昨天帮我小侄女录的，就比较欢乐一点，听一下。
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. 有谢。Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. 小阿姨。Happy birthday to you. 小阿姨。Happy birthday to you. 小阿姨。那谢大家。我洗手都啦，头头头，洗澡头，我是为哪电话还不着的？那你好着的？我别谢啦，头头，
超可爱的吧？这是我侄女的声音哦，她那个。因为呢，我就自己比较那个狠毒一点，就逼他帮我唱生日快乐歌，但是很开心啊，他就是现在超可爱超可爱的整个，所以就看到他就觉得，哎，其实人生是非常非常的快乐跟多彩的，是吧？So that was by my little niece, and she is 1 year and 8 months now. and we all love her, and she is just one cutie pie. Can't really say anything more to describe her. She's just so adorable. Let's hear the song called Old Stones by October Gold.听到这首歌叫做 Old Stones， 也是加拿大团体所做的。在节目的尾声呢，我想看看大家，如果觉得今天是您的最后一天的时候，您会有什么不一样的转变？那您会想要跟谁再说说话？或者是你是不是有藏在心里面很想很想很想很想告诉别人的事情？那么如果今天是我的最后一天的话，最主要还是希望让我爱的人知道我非常非常的爱他们，然后非常非常的感谢他们在我这一生 所带给我的帮助，那也希望他们往后的日子可以过得快开心心的。那至于在我无意间或无意间不小心伤害到的朋友们，也希望能得到他们的原谅，那也希望能跟他们就是有一个好的结束。那应该大家的想法都是差不多的吧。 So what if today is your last day and you're reaching the end and you know this is it? What would you say or do differently? Or who would you contact to say your last goodbyes? Is there any secrets in your heart that you didn't want to share butthink that it was time? But anyhow, let's hope that this is not true, but it's always nice to keep in mind to always say the things that you wanted to say from your heart and stay true to yourself. Always listen to your heart and not give up on life.easily or just never give up on life. What am I saying? Never give up on your life and love, give and enjoy. 所以不管今天是不是我们的最后一天，都希望我们每天能够有大大的笑容在脸上，那么把自己的快乐从心里面发出来，带给身边所有的人，那让所有的人在跟你相处的时候也觉得很开心，说不定这样就够了，是不是呢？最后我们来听一首一首歌当做结尾。那 Seymour 马上就要跟大家见面，希望我们下星期再见咯，祝你有个美好的一天。 So we will see you next week. And last song for you, for whoever you are, wherever you are, may love always be with you. And see you next week. Seymour is coming up.
Been wondering.So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall upon us all, and between the sand and stormI'll go wherever you will go. still going.